you know, I remember thinking, man, you know, I have everything. You know, we had bought, you know, we were living in a house that, you know, we had bought, and we had kids, you know, life was great, had a nice car, but I was miserable. And I remember telling my wife, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to quit my job. I was so bored. I always have had the mindset, like, I need to be mentally challenged. It just wasn't me. Well, welcome to the show. Do you mind taking a few moments and introducing yourself for those who don't know who you are?
Sure. Well, thank you for having me on. My name is Lalo Nunez, and I'm currently a trainer at CBT Nuggets. I create content for them on the Cisco collaboration side. In my previous lives, I've been voice or video collaboration engineers at several different jobs. So,
you know, we met at Cisco Live this year, and it was such a cool time hanging out and, you know, just being there with the whole CBT Nuggets crew. But, you know, I've kind of followed your story for a little while now, and, you know, especially when we were getting ready to do this interview. And I'm curious, do you mind sharing what initially sparked your interest in the IT and technology?
A long time ago, I had friends that we played basketball with, and I went to my buddy's house. I think we went to go eat lunch, and he's like, check this out. I got a new computer. So it was Windows 95. So that's, you know, as you can tell by the gray hairs, that's how long I've been around. But
I remember my Windows 95 computer.
Yeah, there you go. So he's like, check this out. So he was making folders and doing all this type of stuff. And he goes, well, watch this. I can do it from the command line. So he brought out the black box with the white font. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then it piqued my interest. So, and ever since then, I mean, I was just hooked. I mean, it was just, it's cool, you know?
I had a, you know, my first Windows machine was Windows 95. It had a Pentium 1 processor, and I remember upgrading it to a gig of RAM and thinking, man, I'll never fill this thing up. And then I finally upgraded to Windows 98 Special Edition. I think that's where I really kind of got bit by the bug initially. And then back in high school, my high school had the Cisco CCNA, actually, back through the Netacad days and stuff like that. And so that's really where I developed my passion for technology.
I remember that my first PC was those old Gateway Towers that was really big. It was like a Pentium 1. It didn't come with an operating system. It took me 8 hours to install Windows, you know, because back then you didn't have YouTube. You didn't have any like instructions, but it took me a long time to do it. But it was very satisfying to get it done. I mean, it was just cool. I mean, it's, you know, just getting bit by that bug.
Yeah. What do you remember what installation media that your copy of Windows came on?
That was on a CD. But when I worked at Best Buy a long time ago, before the Geek Squad, I did Windows 95 via the floppies. So, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Do you mind kind of like sharing, like, so when you decided to get into the tech field, what were some of the, like, your big challenges you faced in the field? And how did you figure out to overcome those challenges?
A bunch of the challenges was just getting intimidated, right? Because there's so much to learn. And then there's so many hats that one can wear. You know, you can do desktop or network or engineering or be a programmer. And when you're supporting an infrastructure or a shop or your company, it's difficult to be a expert or have knowledge in all those different areas. So you have to learn quick that you have to kind of get good at your craft before you start diving into other areas. But so I think that's where a lot of people get hung up on, because it's a lot of information to kind of just gather and just be on top of. And it's always changing, you know, on top of it.
You know, before we got on here, we were talking about imposter syndrome and stuff like that. And I know, especially for people getting into the field, imposter syndrome is it's pretty you know, big deal. You know, a lot of people think, man, I don't know enough to be able to get a job in tech and stuff like that. And it can really be difficult. But you know, I constantly tell people, you know, it's not as hard as you think. A lot of times to get into tech, it's not easy, you know, especially if you are just starting out and don't really have a background in it. But, you know, I always tell people, just go ahead and, you know, put your best foot forward, start applying. The worst that's going to happen is they're going to tell you no, and you're going to learn what you need to do differently.
That's it. No, you are 100% they're correct. And I tell people, we all had to start somewhere. Even these guys with all these certifications, and if they're architects, they were once in your shoes, you know, and he or she was once there. So it's a journey, and you know, it's not a race, it's a marathon. And like you said, just one step at a time, and eventually you will get to that point, right? It's like when you start off your career, a lot of times we start at the help desk, right? Then over time, you go on to junior roles, and then eventually become engineers and seniors and architects. But that doesn't occur over a 12-month period. It takes time. And that's what a lot of people, as long as you can embrace that thought, you know, you'll be good.
Absolutely. And speaking of starting off, you know, at the help desk and stuff, do you mind kind of talking about how, like, you know, you talked about why you got into tech, but how did you start your journey into the tech field?
So my first job was at Best Buy. So I walked in, applied, had no experience. And the guy looked at me and said, "All right, I'll give you a chance." and his name was Bob. And he was a real nice guy, and he actually mentored me along the way. So he taught me how to install operating systems and swap out hard drives and RAM. And again, this is all before the YouTube days, right? Where you could see somebody do it. So over time I learned, and I've been blessed to have a lot of mentors my whole entire life. And so then from there, I went to a different company where I was a network admin. So we were in charge of, I think, 7 servers, a couple of switches and routers. Now this is the Windows 2003 days, as far as your server operating system. And that job was kind of funny, because when I wanted that job, he said, "Well, I would like to hire you, but you don't have any certifications." And this is where certifications are your entryway to a lot of places. So I asked him, I said, "Well, what kind of certification do you need?" And he goes, "If you can get your A+ and your network plus, and then you can come talk to me." So a few months later, got those 2 certifications. He's like, "Oh, wow, you're serious." I'm like, "Yeah." And so then after that, you know, and he gave me the opportunity. But that's, you know, that's an example where certifications do open the doors to opportunities. Then from there, went to go work from to local government. And I took a job there as a desktop administrator, which was kind of a step back at the time. But to get into a government job is pretty difficult. So I was like, let me just get my foot in the door. And so I really enjoyed it. And we did scripts and deploying operating systems and supporting applications and stuff like that. And from there, the WAN team, the White Area Network team, they're like, "Hey, you want to do Cisco collaboration?" And I was like, "I haven't done Cisco before." So, and he was like, "Well, you know, you have a good work ethic, and we see how you support other customers, and we'll teach you that." So I said, "Let me think about it." So that night I went with like a buddy, and I said, "Man, they want to give me the Cisco gig, but I don't have any experience, and I don't know what I should do." And he kind of looked at me like, "Duh, if they're going to train you, you should go do it. It's Cisco." I said, "Okay." So jumped on board and spent, I think, like 5 years there. But it was some of the best times in my life. I mean, we were putting out fires. It was hard because I was diving into a world that I did not know anything about. So again, this is where I had good mentors. The seniors were great. I got good training there. We put out a lot of fires and did a lot of stuff. But that's where my career really grew there. So
that's so cool. And so inspirational. Sorry, I know you weren't finished there.
No. You're all good. And yeah, and then from there, my wife was pregnant with her firstborn. And you know how it is, where you need to, when you're single and making a certain dollar amount, it's fine. But once the wife gets pregnant and there's a baby coming, you know, life changes, right? So from there, I went to go work at like a hospital or a cancer center. And then there I went to a different company. And from there, I went to Rooms to Go. I mean, that was the name of the company that I was at before I went to CBT Nuggets. And that's where I'm at now. And I applied on a complete whim. And that's where I'm at now. And if I'm totally honest with you, it's my dream job. I mean, what a wonderful nice. Place to work. I mean, it's so awesome.
That's so cool. You know, and so inspiring. And I can 100% relate to having to, you know, kind of change job as life evolves and stuff. You know, when I got into the tech field, as many of you, if you've watched the channel before, know, I was a bulldozer operator and I was making really good money. I was making like in excess of like $70,000 a year, just sitting on my butt all day, driving a bulldozer in a heated and air conditioned cab. You know, I couldn't complain. But I was so bored. I always have had the mindset, like, I need to be mentally challenged. Just sitting in a bulldozer for 12 hours a day, just drug me down and just, not saying it's a bad job, you know, there's plenty of people that do it and love it, but it just wasn't me. And, you know, I remember thinking, man, you know, I have everything. You know, we had bought, you know, we were living in a house that, you know, we had bought and we had kids, you know, life was great, had a nice car, but I was miserable. And I remember telling my wife, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to quit my job. And, you know, we had a conversation about it and, you know, we were talking about what I wanted to do. And I remember I always had a passion for tech. And so I started like just going on YouTube, trying to figure out, okay, what do I need to make this career change? What do I need to do to be, you know, to make money? And because I was doing job searches and a lot of entry-level jobs sometimes don't pay a lot in the tech field. If you are just coming in like completely unprepared. So I was trying to figure out how I could upskill myself to try to make some more money. And I stumbled across certifications. And of course that led me down the path to actually CBT Nuggets. And I realized I need to go get the A+. And so I started studying for my certification right away. And then while I was studying for my CompTIA A+, I actually got let go from my job as a bulldozer operator. And we were like in scramble mode because, you know, we just gone through, you know, hard times not too long ago. Money was tight. And, you know, now there's no money coming into the household. And I'm like, man, I really don't want to go back to another manufacturing job or something like that. I want to try to get a job in tech. But in the area I lived in, there was just no tech jobs. It was a really, really small town. And I'm like, okay, you know, there's this one town that was about 2 hours away. It was a bigger, more tech populated area. I'm like, I'm going to start looking for jobs over there. And I started applying for jobs right away because I couldn't wait till I got my A+ certification. And I found out that if you're studying for your certification, sometimes that's enough to get your foot in the door to employers because they're seeing you taking that initiative. You know, they want you to finish and get that certification. But I didn't wait. I started applying and I ended up landing a job that made about $20,000 less a year than I was making as a bulldozer operator. But it was a foothold into the door of the career field I wanted to be in. And, it took me about a year and a half to actually work up the ladder to get to back to making the same amount of money as I was. But it was just, it was so much of a relief to be able to land that first job. And I've completely got on a soapbox and gone on a rant here and totally lost my track.
That's a great story.
Yeah. It's, the point I guess I was trying to get across is if you've come to the point in your life or your career and you're looking to make this change, you know, imposter syndrome can hold you back. And I tell people time and time again, just go out there and start applying for jobs. You wouldn't believe how many skills you actually have in this career field that you don't realize. It's not all about the hard skills, the technical skills. It's about also the communication skills. And do you mind kind of talking about that a little bit? The importance of like soft skills and communication skills?
Sure. I mean, going to your point, applying for jobs is a key. Like I used to do interviews or I was part of the interview board. And if I saw someone had a certification or they were pursuing a certification, that caught my eye because now I'm asking questions. Well, what are you studying for? What does your lab look like? Or, you know, what's one thing that is cool that you've done? Like, I've had someone say, I've had a VPN that goes to my house. Oh, really? Tell me about that VPN. That person wasn't supporting it for a infrastructure for a company, but I was impressed that this guy built a VPN going back to his house. But as far as the soft skills go, you're absolutely right. It's always important to just be you. Like, look at someone in the eye, you know, just have that conversation. Your talents are going to come out. Your skills are going to come out. But they're also looking, can this guy or girl be a member of our team? Can he help us support the customers? Can he carry on a conversation? Because it's one thing when you have to fight a fire, right? So there's everybody gets paid and you're on a P1 and there's 30 people on a conference call. And it's up to you to kind of guide that conversation, right? And it's very intimidating. It's very scary for a lot of people. But I always went in saying, well, for the jobs I was at, like, we're not, if the network's down, no one's dying, right? So let's go ahead and see what the problem is, the root cause. Let's see how we can fix it and bring services back up. And that was always my mentality. But again, it's those communication skills, just calming everybody down. Or if you're at a job interview, just be you. And if they ask you a question that you don't know the answer to, just be honest. Well, I don't know. But here's how I would find the answer. I would look at the admin guide or the system guide, or I would go on the forums or contact the vendor. Because like the reality is, especially in today's age, and I sound like an old man when I say that, there's so much technology out there that we Google almost every single day, or we have to go dig in a document or find someone or lab it up to prove the concept. So when I meet people that know everything, it gives me the vibe, like, okay, well, what don't you know? There has to be something that makes you cry because it sucks, you know? So
you've had quite a few jobs in tech, and you've been also on the other side. You've been on the hiring side, hiring people. When it comes to people applying for jobs, what are some of the most important things that they should be trying to convey in like that interview and in their resumes? What is those things that really pique your interest other than certifications?
So what kind of projects have they done? Like, what kind of deployments? Or I'll ask, tell me about your worst scenario where you brought a system down. Because we all make mistakes. I don't care who you are. I don't care what certifications you have. If you're a double CCIE, we all have been there where we hit enter in the wrong command and we bring the whole entire network down. But, you know, the key is if you encounter that situation, as we all do, and you learn from it, that's what the takeaway is. I would ask, well, how would you handle a situation where, you know, you are configuring a certain piece of hardware? You know, if you tell me that I have deployed technology ABC and I've done it, I'm going to ask you questions, because if you can fire off, you know, I would do ABC. All right. So you've done it. But the folks that haven't done it, again, I'm not expecting you to know the answer to my question, but I don't know how to do that. But when you start, you know, just making stuff up, it's not a good look. Honesty goes a long way, because, you know, you and I will work on the same team and spend more time with each other than our own families. So you want someone that is going to be, you know, a good team member that has integrity and is going to be honest and want the whole team to do better. And teamwork's a big thing. And you can't be the only guy or girl on the island. It just doesn't work that way. And, you know, you have to depend on each other to kind of make the whole department be better.
What advice do you have for people that, or maybe they're going for their very first job in the IT field, you know, and don't have that previous experience? You know, how can they still kind of get their foot in the door? You know, if they maybe have a certification, but they don't have any prior work experience.
Well, we all have to start somewhere. And I've been there, you've been there, and it sucks. I always have a home lab and to practice my concepts. So I would talk about what I had in my home lab, a couple of things, how I broke it, how I fixed it. But you also want to convey that you're hungry. When I say you're hungry, you want to learn. Like, I want to be part of your team. I can help with wherever you need to help. I'll learn how to configure switches or routers or the cloud or automation. Because it's one thing to have a skill set, but it's another thing to be hungry to want to learn and work on that technology. Because that drive is what's going to take you a long way. Like, we all need that why, right? And why we get up in the morning. You know, what drives you to be a better husband, a better dad, or, you know, a better engineer. And so having that drive will definitely, if you're interviewing with the right company, like if the position is for a senior level and you're not there, I mean, the odds are you probably won't get that. But there have been times where we want another member of the team, call it a junior admin, call it entry level, but we just want someone that we could show the ropes to get some training to become a good member of the team. And a lot of times, you're not aware if you're interviewing for that type of company. But that's where it goes back to be you, to be honest. If you're pursuing certifications, yes, I only have this one certification, but I'm willing to do more. Or within the next 12 months, I want to be here. And many good companies will see that and go, this is an individual that we want on our team.
It kind of goes back to, you know, when you're trying to get into that job, you know, you never know when you might be the most qualified candidate to apply as well. You know, you never know when that company is willing to, you know, take a chance on you. They see that you're a great team player. That's personally happened to me. So the job I have now, I applied for as a NOC technician, and there's people that are applying for it that had, college education, bachelor's degrees, and had way more experience than I did. And I ended up getting the position because my boss, the hiring manager, really liked my personality and thought I would be a good fit for the team. You know, we have a very small team, and, you know, that's really important. He knew he could teach me the actual skills and stuff, but he wanted someone that would be a good fit with the team and work together well. And, you know, he saw also my drive and my determination. And when he hired me, he just kind of let me loose and said, I want you to take professional responsibility for the network operations center. I want you to like have it become yours. I want you to go and just learn the systems. And so I made it my mission. Like every day from the moment I got there until the moment I left, I was documenting systems. I was creating documentation. I was creating monitoring tools because they weren't already in place. And it came time for my 90-day review. And I didn't really know how well I was doing. Like I don't think that I was a rock star, but you know, I just gave it my 100%. So my 90-day review came up, and you know, we're sitting down talking. And he's like, you know, I was looking for someone to really come in and just take ownership of our network operations center. And you've done just that. And I would like to promote you into a different role. I would like you to become the director of network operations for our company. The position's open, and I think you really show the drive and the motive to do it. And, you know, I was super pumped about that because like that, it was my career dream. Like I always knew I wanted to be like a network admin or a system admin. And I'm like, you know, absolutely, I'll take the job, but just know, like, I'm not an expert at this. And he's like, no one is an expert at this. No one can ever be an expert at this. But what matters is you know where to find the information you need, and you handle these situations like you should. So I think that's one thing everyone should keep in the back of their mind is, you know, they're not going to expect you to know everything. They're not going to expect you how all their systems intricately work together, but they do expect you to have the drive and the motivation to learn how to do that. And, you know, tech is a constantly evolving field. You always have to be learning, otherwise you're going to fall behind. And I think you're in a special place because you're a trainer for CBT Nuggets. And I'm kind of curious how you stay ahead of, because you got to be like a step ahead of us. We're already trying to be a step ahead. You got to be a step ahead of us. How do you keep current with the ever evolving tech industry?
Well, I have a lot of friends in the field, in past jobs and just the colleagues that I've met. So I always stay in touch there. I read a lot. If it's the official Cisco press guides, I attend webinars. I listen to podcasts. I really try to see where the field is going per se. But it's a little bit intimidating, especially when you're creating content to help other people get certified. The pressure just ticks up just a little bit more. But it's something that I love doing. I can't tell you, well, CBT Nuggets was a key part of my journey in my career. So they actually was the main resource that I use, along with a few others, but they're the resource that I use to obtain my certification. And because of that, I can give my family, my wife and kids, like the life that we have now. And I'm forever grateful for that. So when I create my content, that's the audience I'm going after, is to help someone else accomplish the same thing. And I don't ever repost the stuff I get on social media, but I get folks saying, hey, you know, I watch your stuff and now I understand technology ABC, or, you know, I got a promotion, or, you know, I was able to get this new gig. And I mean, really cool stuff. And it's just awesome to see that I and the other trainers, you know, I see with Nuggets can really help other people do that. But it's a lot of work. And if you're a trainer or not, you always need to be ahead of the technology, because you have to support it, right? And that's where training comes in. And it's always changing. It's always evolving. I have a home lab. I'm always labbing up different concepts and different scenarios. And I go, let's see if I can break it and see what happens. Then you break it, and after 5 cups of coffee and a couple of swear words, and then you got to work and you go, that is cool. I remember being at one gig where we had like a P1, like we had an outage, and I brought everything back up in 5 minutes. It was this service I had to restart, and they came to my desk and they go, how did you know that was a service that needed to be restarted? And I go, because I broke my home lab last week and it took me 12 hours to fit. And that was the one service I had to start. So,
nice.
But yeah. So like I said, you get the imposter syndrome. You know, there are days where I'm like, oh, wow, this sucks. But you get through it, the drive, right? Like I wake up constantly saying, I will conquer this day. Even if I get my butt kicked, it's going to help me get better, because we all fail. I don't care who you are.
Yeah.
We all fail. I mean, I've seen very intelligent people bring down networks or cause an outage. I mean, it just happens. So it's just part of your journey. Let your failures make you a better person. Let these failures that you encounter, make you a better engineer. And that's what's going to make you better, you know, just as you get older, as you just spend more time in this field. And also, so...
That is such great advice. And it is true. We all are only human. You know, it's not a matter of if you're going to take down the network. It's a matter of when. It's going to happen. I've definitely had my share of them. So it's going to happen. But learn how to handle those situations and prepare yourself for those. And it will go smoothly. And always be truthful, whenever you screw up in those situations. Rarely you're going to lose your job over those situations. You know, you might get slapped on the hand. You might have your boss looking over your shoulder for a little bit. You're going to learn from that, and you know, you're going to learn how to fix it if it happens again in a lot quicker time frame. So,
yeah. And that's where you have good, you know, good practices like change management, right? You know, did you vet your changes? Do you have a backup plan? Do you have a good backup? You know, what are the steps that you're going to take? As for peer reviews, some jobs do it, some jobs don't, but having a peer review. Yeah. So before I make a change, I have you look at it and I get your check mark or your green light. And because you'll catch something like, hey, you might not, you may not want to restart that service at 10 p.m. because it's going to cause this type of outage. Oh, I had no idea. Stuff like that, working together. And again, having a good team helps you learn and just become better.
Absolutely. Now, I got a question for you. If you had to go back and start all over again, what would, is there one thing that you would like not do again? Is there one thing you would like make sure and do differently?
What would I not do? Threw me a curveball there. Wasn't expecting that.
gotta ask the hard questions.
I wouldn't give up so easily. Again, I'm very blessed and I'm thankful to be where I'm at today, but there are some few moments in my life where I didn't have a good support staff around me. And there are, because when you go on this journey of certifications and just trying to learn technology, it can become discouraging. And if you don't have a good support staff, you might put everything on pause and go, I want to take a break from all this. And when in reality, you have to keep going. Like if you have a bad day, just it's 1 foot forward, right? And you need someone to encourage you. And there are gaps in my career where I just said, well, I'm just going to do my everyday gig or, you know, I'm not going to pursue that right now. So I don't know if that makes any sense at all, but it's there were certain gaps in my life where I feel that if I could just push myself a little bit further, I mean, who knows, you know, when I got to the top of the ladder a little bit faster. Hopefully that makes sense.
Definitely. But, you know, there's yeah. several times, you know, in my career that, you know, if I would have just pushed a little bit harder, you know, I wonder if I would have been in a position sooner. I definitely know that's the case with like my YouTube channel. There are several times that I kind of just mentally gave up. You know, life got difficult and I'm like, oh, I just can't do this no more. And it wasn't until, like, personally here on YouTube, it wasn't until about a year ago, about this time last year, I'm like, you know, I really enjoy helping people, especially like helping land like jobs in tech. You know, I want to be the voice for people telling them that, hey, you can do this. You know, it doesn't matter that you only experience this flipping burgers at Burger or McDonald's, you know, you have customer service experience. Use that to your advantage. I think some people need to hear that positive encouragement, and that's what I want to do. And, you know, it's paid off for me because, you know, in this last year, we've grown the channel over well over 10,000 subscribers. And, you know, you know, the old saying, you know, you made it when the trolls come out, you know, people start, you know, leaving nasty comments, you know, you're doing something right there. But yeah, I can absolutely relate with that. You know, just staying motivated.
Yeah. And trolls, I mean, people love to hide behind a keyboard. We get comments as trainers, and I got one guy once that wrote this 4-paragraph essay, how he can't understand me. I don't know how to pronounce words and I suck and all this other stuff. And for a day or two, you know, because we're all human at the end of the day, I don't care who you are, you know, they kind of brought me down. But, you know, I had a conversation with someone, again, going back to having a good support environment. And, you know, like the trolls are out there. And, yeah, you know, if someone doesn't like my training or doesn't like your YouTube channel, then I guess go somewhere else, I guess. Right?
Exactly.
But, you know, I've been following you since the day one. Like I told you before, we started to record. I think your quality, it's excellent. But also, like when you're looking at the camera, I feel just this honest dude just talking to me. And again, my goal and your goal is to help other people get better, to help other people get better jobs. And because we want the best lives for us and for our families. And it's possible. I'm going to tell you, if I can do this, anyone can do it. All right. It's just, but you got to put the Absolutely. Work in, you know, I can tell you Friday nights where, you know, the guys were going to go to the bar, but like, you know, coming out, I'm like, you know, I got to study for this exam. It sucked at the moment. Right. But hey, you know, it all paid off because the only person in charge of your career is you. And with the work, put in and learning from your failures and learning from your mistakes and learning ways how not to do things. And you just keep pushing forward. I mean, anything's possible. And I honestly mean that. I mean, it's anything is possible.
Speaking of making someone's life better and certifications and all that, we actually have a 6-month CBT Nuggets subscription to give away to one of our audience. And I really want to thank CBT Nuggets for donating to this year's holiday giveaway. If you guys are interested in entering this giveaway, the link is down in the description and you'll need the keyword training to be able to enter. And that was just so awesome. You know, I've been doing this holiday giveaway for this is year 3 now. And the whole reason I started it is because I saw there's people that really want to get into tech and maybe just needed that nudge, whether it was training, whether it was just motivation and stuff. So I started this giveaway to try to help give back to the community, because it was actually a fellow YouTuber who convinced me to first start make the switch to the tech industry and then start this YouTube channel to try to help others as well. So this is just kind of my way of giving back to the community. And again, thank you guys so much.
That's awesome. And that's awesome. And whoever gets it, you know, just take a full advantage of it. There's a lot of great content there. And I can tell you, these other CBT Nuggets trainers are great human beings. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. They care. They want to see you succeed, and they're honestly great, great human beings. I know you had Keith Barker on here, and he's awesome, dude. There's not enough kind words I can say about that man, but he's so cool and he's so kind.
Absolutely. You know, Keith was one of the trainers I originally, started watching when I started watching CPT Nuggets, and it motivated me to be where I am today. And, speaking of, we were just talking about having that support group and stuff like that. I think one super valuable thing in the tech field is having, people around you and having mentors to help you progress in your career. But a lot of times, I know, like me, I'm not a very much, it's difficult for me to just go up to a random person and say, hey, you want to teach me everything you know so I can be just as good as you? And in all honesty, that's sometimes what you really need to say, because you'll find a lot of times people in this tech industry are super eager to help out and learn. There's a few of those gatekeepers out there, but most people, if you are willing to ask for help and are genuinely interested, they're going to be like super motivated to help you. And I know you've had some great mentors in your life. Do you mind kind of talking about the importance of mentorship and how found that out?
So I've been really fortunate where every moment or every job that I've been at, I've had great mentors, like people who, I would ask them, hey, can I see you configure that switch? Or can I join you while you do that that change? Or you add that route to that router? I go, sure. They pull up a chair. And they're explaining to me what the command is and how you go about doing it, what to do, what not to do, the implications. And these guys and girls are, they took me underneath their wing. And then it went from me asking, like, hey, I'm going to go out to this site next Wednesday. You want to come join me? Yeah, I'm down. And going on that. Because you're right. There are people that want to help out other good people. And there is no shame in asking. And if they're a good human being, a good engineer will say, sure, I'll show you. And that's why when I got to a senior level, I paid that back. When I got a new junior, I'm enjoying the team and their eyes are bulged open. They're like, I don't know what to do. I said, come get a cup of coffee and sit with me, and I explained to them this system. So you also got to pay it forward, because I always try to tell people, you were one time a junior admin. You one time didn't know the difference between a hub and a switch or whatever case may be. And that just paying it forward. But if I encourage anyone to go up to any of their senior staff, wherever department it is, like, hey, can I sit with you sometime? Even if it's during your lunch hour, show that initiative, because you'd be surprised that there may be a job opening one day and they go, hey, there's a spot. You want to come join our team so you can learn more? But it all goes back to what we're talking about, is having that drive, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's we could go on for, you know, hours more, but I definitely want to be respectful of your time. But yeah, it all comes back down to having that drive, having that connection with people, and just being curious, having that. I can't think of a better way to put it, though. Having that drive to
be
eager and excited, you know, about it.
Absolutely. And the other part that I find it hard for people is finding something that you love doing. Because if you have that drive and you love what you do, like I fell in love with collaboration, the rest was easy. I mean, the difficult part of my job was dealing with politics, right? Where, you know, that exists in any job. But if you find something, if it's Linux or automation or the cloud or programming, whatever it is, if you enjoy it and you have drive, it's over. I mean, no one can stop you at that point. You know, there's certain technologies that make me cringe. And so if I had drive and they have a passion for that technology, would, you know, that's not a winning formula, right? But there's so many different paths that we can take in tech. So just find the path that you like doing.
Sounds great. Thank you again for taking the time and coming on the channel and sharing so much valuable insight with us.
No, of course. And thank you for having us, or having me, us, like I have a whole team behind me. Thank you for having me. And again, if you're listening to this, and you can do it. I mean, I don't even know you, and I believe that you can do it, like 100%. You know, it's going to take work. It's a marathon. It's not a race, but you will get there. I promise.
Thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoyed this video. And until next time, keep learning.